Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Sentai Corner. We are back with Heart the Roommate. It's been a while since I've done this one, so let's go ahead and get it started. It should be Asumi hurries as she finishes her breakfast and quickly changes her clothes. Marumu shows up after Asumi. However, Tomoe doesn't. I change into the girl version of myself in the tight closet. Tomoe still doesn't show up. Tomoe definitely isn't a morning person. Sorry to have you wait, everyone. Oh, thanks for your help, Toshibo. Just what are they? I'm a little bit jealous about their mysterious relationship. Anyway, I follow them out of the room. Then something terrible happens. Emergency meeting at the hot spring. Oh, I've never seen you before. Which room do you live in? Asumi tramples on my foot really hard. She pushes me back as she comes forward. None of your business, you trio of bitches. Go away. Oh, you're quite the conversationalist, Miss Hirota. I must admit you're... Or is it Hirota? Miss Hirota, I must admit you're certainly the leader amongst a group of stupid roommates. According to my data, she's right. You want a piece of me? Asumi and the three girls are facing off. I can almost see a burning fire, between them. Then the middle girl in the trio speaks up. Anyway, you, the girl behind, I must warn you, you'd better stay away from these stupid girls. You'll regret it otherwise. Uh-huh, that's right. One selfish idiot, one faint-hearted dork, and one extra weirdo. A very unique trio in a sense, and needless to say, you guys are morons. Can we let them talk like that? Oh gee, I can't keep watching this. You call me a faint-hearted dork. Sob. Hey, you two, say something. Asumi turns around and yells at us. The trio de bitches laugh at us. Their eyes rove amorously at me and say, you should choose your friends wisely. A pretty girl like you is welcome to join our team. You speak and behave like a boy, haha. You and I can get along since we both wear glasses. The trio joyfully laugh and leave. I see the enraged Asumi shaking, the crying Tomoe, and the nonchalant Marumu. We got it. Behind me. Moe Moe, tomorrow is Wednesday night. Right. Yeah. We'll have a meeting then. The subject is how to screw up the trio de bitches. Asumi starts walking away after saying so. I can hear her mumbling in anger. We follow her and head to the school. What was that all about? I look up at the sky and kick back during the lunch break. Then my peaceful time suddenly comes to the end at the hands of an enraged, savage girl. There you are, Parasite One. Please stop calling me by that name at school. Alright, you, Don't go out of the classroom without my permission. But why? It's none of your business what I do during lunch break. Because I have to tell you something, Mumble Mumble. She grabs me by my ear and whispers. I listen to her and sincerely appreciate her. You're absolutely right. My apology is deeper than the Japan deep. Good, as long as you understand. She warned me about the way I behaved in front of that trio this morning. It was okay because they just thought I was a tomboy. If they find out you're living with us, the result would be catastrophic. I'll be careful next time, so please forgive me, my master. I'm not cold-blooded enough to throw you out. Phew! To be honest, she almost doesn't care about my situation. She just worries about that secret that I'm not supposed to know about. Still, I have to rely on Asumi now. I keep my a timid manner and ask Asumi about that. By the way, Asumi, Donk! She gives me a hard right punch in my face. Ouch. I hold my smashed nose in protest. What are you doing? I just wanted to ask you a question. You just called me Asumi. Yeah. You can't call me by that name. For another 10 years, only my roommates can call me that, and you're not my roommate. Boo! You want another punch to balance your face? No thanks. I hate to admit it, but I'm no match for her with my physical strength. I wipe up my nosebleed and ask her again. Those girls, trio de bitches, who are they? Asumi becomes quiet. She looks angry as well. Then she starts explaining about the trio, full of spite. Akane Yukimura. Akane is the leader of the trio, and she also came from the same middle school as Asumi. She's ranked as their commander. Akane is said to be very selfish, just like Asumi. During a health check at their old school, Akane marked an inch less than Asumi in her bust measurement. She's been hating Asumi with a passion ever since. Asumi thinks she's superior in every sense, but I'm sure Akane would say the same thing. Kaoru Hisame. Kaoru executes various missions according to their leader's plan. She's athletic and good at every sport. She's the ace of our school's swimming club, but she doesn't participate in the activities lately. She's smart, has a pretty face and body, but she's twisted! That's what Asumi described about Kaoru. True, she sounds very cold and seems to look down on people. Midori Fubuki. She's in charge of data collection and analysis. She's full of curiosity and enjoys studying. She used to be bullied about her glasses when she was a kid, so the stress turned her into an eyeglass fanatic. That explains her friendly attitude towards me, a guy with glasses. However, she's basically mean and her high-pitched voice really gets on people's nerves, again, so Asumi said. To be honest, I don't think our side has any chance against them. We can overwhelm them character-wise, though. Asumi's face reddens in anger as she finishes explaining. In any case, they're in our way. They're our rivals. We have to defeat them in any way. Get it? Yeah, I guess. I answer her blankly. I'm getting tired of hearing her. This is enough. I look up at the blue sky to relieve some stress, but Asumi forcibly turns my face to her and stresses me out by saying, you know, you need to attend our meeting tomorrow. It's supposed to be only for roommates, but as long as you live with us, I want you to follow up on what's going on. I guess this is a romance path for Asumi, but I'm not sure. We're just gonna go with it. Good, but what's this meeting anyway? You'll find out. 4 p.m. tomorrow after school. Be on time. A hard-to-understand handwritten map. Asumi passes it to me and runs away. She's such a self-centered person. Well, it's better than being left out. Still, what's this meeting all about? She ordered me to join the meeting before I could ask her any questions. Later on, I would regret this on an astronomical level. It must be around here. Oh yeah, there it is. I've been asking people around and struggling to find the place, and finally, I arrive. This isn't because of my bad field perception, it's because of Asami's crappy map. Why did she include Mount Fuji and Lake Biwa, which are hundreds of miles apart in this map? I'm very late, but I can blame it on Asami. Oh, right. Oh? I finally reached the Hot Spring Hotel. I see a woman standing in front of the hotel. As soon as she sees me, she starts beckoning me. I've never seen this lady in my life, but I walk up to her anyway. Hey, are you Yusuke? Yes, I am. You're late. I was beginning to worry about you. And you are? Don't worry about it. Just follow me. Hey! She looks kind and sexy, and the place she leads me into almost stops my heart. Is this place? There you go. You're late. You have to buy some cold drinks as a penalty. Anyway, this is to... Ah! I'm freaked out by the sight I'm seeing right now. Then my eyes and Tomoe's meet. This is... I mean... Asami forced me to, Tomoe! Where are these things coming from? Tomoe hits me with tons of stuff she's throwing. That quiet, cute Tomoe. No matter how loud I scream, she's panicked and doesn't listen to me. Then a towel, which is wrapped around Tomoe's body, slips down. All hell breaks loose now. Her screams grow louder. She starts hitting me with a wooden bath chair. Ow. I received 2 critical hits on the back of my head. How can she smack me that hard with her thin arms? Tomoe's titties are huge. Thud. Hey, you. Are you all right? This is unusual. Asami worries about me while Tomoe attacks me. I sink into the tub as I think this. Wake up, Parasite One. Please wake up. Yusuke, I'm so sorry. Wah! Thack! Something sharp has jabbed in my head and I still feel dizzy. I jump up from the unbearable pain. What the hell? Martin, why are you sticking that miniature flag in his head? Acupuncture. Good job, Marutan. I must reward you with the Asuman Prize. Oh, thank God. You came back. You, I almost... I realize I'm just a toy to these girls. Ow, it hurts. I'm really sorry, Yusuke. I'm alright now, I guess. But still, Tomoe looks scared and keeps a distance from me. The numerous wounds from Tomoe's attack sting in the hot water. But I heard these hot springs are good for healing wounds. I sincerely hope so. Tomoe shyly looks away from me and faces Asami. She asks Asami in a harsh tone. Asami, why didn't you tell me Yusuke would be joining us? Asami, call me Asami. Asami shrinks back as Tomoe furiously yells. I swear I'll never ever provoke Tomoe. She's too scary. I'm sorry I didn't inform you, but look at Marutan. She doesn't care, you see? Besides, I don't consider him a man. Boy, do I feel bad. They ignore me anyway, and Tomoe still seems to disagree with Asumi. But I do care. I can cancel having our meetings in here, you know. You're mean. You're too mean, Moe Moe. Even though your family runs this place, you have no right to take this place away from us. Wow, you're really a selfish bastard. Oh, you want to sink to the bottom again? I said nothing, ma'am. Anyway, Wednesday isn't that busy here, and that's why we have meetings at this hot spring, am I correct? Tomoe can't talk back as Asume speaks with power. Gosh, Tomoe is giving us a place, her house, for free, and still scolded like this. This is wrong. I'm a man! I can fight! I want to show off my manhood sometimes, you know. I'll talk to Asumi. I stand up and walk up to her. Hey, why are you erecting, you pervert? But I can't control it in this situation. You should! Glub, glub, glub. I've sunk to the bottom, even before I confront her. Asumi and Tomoe continue to argue and come to an agreement. Asumi will announce my participation prior to the meeting. It was a good meeting. Parasite 1, buy us cold drinks before we go home. My house isn't a public bath, you know. Marumu, you're completely exposed! Today's meeting finally ends. It was a painful yet exciting hour. Wait a minute, didn't they have a subject to talk about? Tap tap, somebody pats my back. As I look back, I see the mysterious woman who led me here. Yes, what can I do for you? Take your time and do it right. What are you talking about? Clean up this place. You do the cleaning. We lend you this place for free, right? So? Asumi told me you'd clean up this place alone. What? Man, I wasn't expecting this, sob sob. Alright, let's have a bright school day today. Yawn. Okay. Meow. Toshibo sees us off, including the sleepy-eyed Tomoe. But the peaceful morning suddenly comes to an end. You're still with them. You'll become stupid when you're with a stupid. You'll become a dork when you're with a dork. According to my data, they're right. Leave them and join us. The trio passes us. Asume looks at us and declares, "We're gonna have a meeting next Wednesday. We'll talk about how to beat the trio to bitches." Wasn't that the subject for last night? You come with us. You're already part of our war potential. Please excuse me from the meetings for a while. I know Tomoe is thinking the same thing while standing next to me. However, the room leader, as Asume calls herself, doesn't listen to me. Shut up and think about how to defeat those bitches. Oh no. Hey, you pretty girl. No, not you. I'm talking to the girl with the ribbon. Oh my, is that you, Yusuke? Why are you in girls' clothing? I know why. That ugly guy forced you to wear them. My savage sister. Alright. Come on, throw yourself into my boobs. Alright, guys. So, we are in the next episode of Heart to Roommate. It's not hard to really play this game since it's, you know, put into different episodes like an anime for some odd reason. So, we'll be getting back to it, and we should be able to finish this one pretty quickly. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll be out for Grimm's Hentai Corner with Heart to Roommate, and we'll see you next time.